Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
My chick bad, my chick good, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick good, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad,
you know what I'm saying? I just called you so we can get this interview thing done.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Do me a favor, man. Introduce yourself to my listeners, man. Let them know who you are, man.
All right, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Jazz Anderson, K-Rock, and the new Antoine Fuqua Cop Trilogy. The finest hit theaters on Friday, and since then we are second in the box office. So, you know, you're talking to K-Rock the villain right now.
So tell me, man, let me and my listeners know, man, how did you get started, man? And, I mean, what gave you the idea to want to do acting?
Well, you know, coming from the hood, man, you know, Washington Heights, born and raised, it was there's only a couple things you're going to do, you know what I'm saying? Like they said in the rap song, you know, sell drugs, you play ball. Or, you know, you do the 9-to-5 thing, hopefully. And in some way, somehow, that would be your way out. But, you know, I was lucky that my mom got me involved in doing extracurricular activities, like going to Harlem School of Arts on 145th Street, taking up acting and tap and dance and ballet. And I actually went to a acting camp at 7. You know, my mom wanted me to get away from the streets in the summertime. And when I came back, I did a performance at the Village Gate. And I got signed to my first management, New Talent Management in Jersey, right off the stage. I did a performance, and as soon as I came off the stage, I got signed at 7 to an agent, to a, you know, management company, and that's what kind of took it to another level. And then, you know, going to school, took classes at Weeks Barron and things of that nature. Then I went to Performing Arts High School, and so that kind of started me down that route. But it was just something I was just, I excelled at. It was something that fit like a glove, you know. Some people's, you know, fit is sports. Some people's fit is mathematics and science. My fit was acting on the stage.
Who influenced you?
Well, you know, everybody want to say this one and that one. I'm going to be real. My biggest influence was my mom. You know, before I knew who was what was my influence. You know, she's the one that kept me grounded, kept me guided. You know, seeing her take on responsibilities, you know, of mother and father, you know, was such a beautiful experience for me. And to see her strength and her endurance to make sure I kept myself on the right track and kept going to be where I am right now. You know, that was my biggest influence, you know, and I've had influences over the years, people who taught me things, you know, that I didn't know before. My fourth grade teacher, Miss Claire, was an influence. My drama teacher, Eric Scott Gould, and my other drama teacher, Abdul, Raheem, rest in peace. You know, so it's been many influences in my life. You know, influence to me is somebody who helps guide you and show you, you know, seeing your potential, the things that you don't see inside yourself. So it's been a lot of those people.
I have a great memory, man. I remember your fourth grade teacher, man. A very good memory.
Yeah, I remember because she was, you know, she was strict as hell, man. You know what I'm saying? She didn't allow us to slip, and I never forget that. You know that was real for me. You know, she just you know you just have them teachers that just make a statement in your life. You know, who really cared about the kids and wasn't just there to try to get a paycheck or whatever, or just did it because it was a job. You know, she actually cared, and you know, she even said to me, you know, if you don't get into the right high school, you know, I'll tutor you. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of teacher she was. So yeah, she definitely stuck in my head, man. You know.
Cool, man. Cool. What was your first major project that you did before Brooklyn Spine?
Well, I had to be. Recently, I did a guest star on Law & Order for the finale season, or, you know, for the finale episode, the finale that just passed not too long ago, and I did that opposite Stephen Lane, who, I don't know if you ever watched Avatar, but he played the general in Avatar. So, you know, besides that, him doing, like, you know, guys and generals, and then he did the mob story that Johnny Depp just did. He had a nice nice big part in that. So, you know, just to work with this seasoned actor was just an amazing experience for me. And, you know, I never really had a guest star on Law & Order before. I've done Law & Order, but, you know, I never had a guest star on it. And it was actually Criminal Intent. So that was kind of a big thing for me to step that up. And just, you know, be able to get a chance to sit in that riding seat and take that all away. And it was a beautiful thing for me not to play a thug. You know, I played a terrorist, a black terrorist. So you don't get too many young black terrorists out there. So that was kind of cool.
Now, how did you get the role in this new movie, Brooklyn's
Finest? Well, you know, Jessica Kelly, who's the casting director over at Christie Street Casting, she really likes me, man, and she sees a lot of work. She sees a lot of my work and potential for my growth. So she always calls me for everything. Jessica, I love you to death. You are an important person in my life, Jess. I just want you to know that. But anyway, she always, you know, calls me in because she knows that I have the potential to work. So she had called me in for the Brooklyn's Finest character, Brooklyn's Finest movie. But I actually auditioned for a role, the role of Red, who was played by Michael K. Williams, who did an excellent job. And I had, like, you know, the director session with Antoine. Antoine from Jump was feeling the kid, feeling my energy, feeling what I was bringing to the character. But, you know, they got to play the name game, and that's something that you realize it's just going to be what it's going to be. You know, you got to just play that, play your position until you become that name. So I was a little disappointed because I didn't hear back for a while. And, you know, then I heard that Michael got the part of Red, so I just thought it was over. You know, I was very disappointed. And I never forget getting that call where, you know, from Jessica. After they called my manager, then my manager called me, and she said, you know, hey, they want to offer you the role of K-Rock. So I just thought that was kind of dope. That was the first time I've ever been offered the role. You know, not saying, you know, not having to come back in to audition and read. Antoine saw the qualities that he liked. And, you know, he kept it straight real with me and threw me in the mix, and it was a good mix, man, you know.
Now, who else is in this movie with you besides
just
who else is in this movie?
Me, Don Cheadle, Ethan Hawke, Richard Gere, Wesley Snipes, Ellen Barkin, William Patton, Michael K. Williams, Sean Johnson. I was a slew of just big, big names, man. So, you know, that was a blessing to be able to do a film, and my first big film, supporting lead role, opposite so many big names. It was like a dream come true. It was a dream come true. And it just made me realize that this is where I need to be, and that I can handle whatever it takes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you're put in a situation. You don't really know what you can do until you're put in that situation. So me being able to go on set like that and handle them lyrics, shooting them lyrics with the big boys, made me realize that I can do this. So, you know, it was definitely, you know, one of the best friends and best situations I've ever been in.
How does Philip be on the same project with people like Wesley and Richard Gere, you know, these big time? How does Philip be on the same, you know, project?
Oh, I mean, it felt great, you know what I'm saying? I was handling my own, you know, that's what I was saying before. I felt like it didn't feel unnatural to me. It didn't feel like it was something I had to really step my game up to, you know? Everybody made everybody else feel like equals in a sense, you know what I'm saying? Don would drop little jewels and lessons on me. Wesley would drop little jewels and lessons, and, you know, I had some nice conversation with Ethan. I never really got a chance to mix it up with Richard Gere because he wasn't in the scenes I was in, but just those three people alone, you know, to take me under their wing and kind of mold and throw little lessons at me so that it can better my craft and I can learn some things from these greats, you know, it was easy breezy, not to that extent, but, you know, it was a lot smoother, you know, than I thought it would be, and it just, again, just made me realize that this is where I need to be, this type of caliber work and caliber actors I need to be performing with, you know, and on stage, you know, on the screen with. So it gave me a lot of confidence.
Cool. How do you feel where you are right now, man? Coming from where you know where you grew up at, and then where you are right now, man. How do you feel about that?
Man, listen, I'm like a kid in a candy store, homie. You know, I'm real blessed, man. I'm real blessed, and I don't take those blessings for granted. You know, I see each and every one of those blessings because, you know, as people in general, we always want to be a step ahead of where we are. You know, we always want to be where that next person is or where that other person is. But sometimes we don't realize that where we are is a good place, and there's people who want to be where we are. You know, but we don't realize that because we're so busy looking at where we want to be. So I just been taking a step back and realizing, like, you know, Jazz, you come a long way from Washington Heights, man. Like, you know, to be, you know, in such a great film and to be getting, you know, to be receiving such great accolades, that right there alone, you know what I'm saying, it's just amazing, you know. For your listeners, go out and get the Amsterdam News. I'm going to be on page 17. Sorry about that. We must have got disconnected. Nah, brother. I would never hang up on you, Tim. Come on now. Blog, radio. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man. You know? Nah, we here. We here like swimwear, Tim. Me and you doing it up. You heard?
My producer just handed me some information, man. We're actually second cousins, man. I didn't even know this, man. Nobody even told me this, man. But
we second cousins, homie? What up, cousin?
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Now you got cousin that's in the game too, man. We're doing radio. You're doing the thing that we're at film and television, man. So
No doubt. That's how we supposed to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? Cousins, you know. You heard? That's what's up. I ain't mad at that.
Well, man, if you need to borrow money, man, I'm here, man.
Say no more. Yeah, I think I'm going to need $5. Are you stupid, too?
I got you, man.
No doubt. No, but I was trying to tell you, you know, to your listeners to to go out and cop that Amsterdam News, because I'm going to be in the Amsterdam News. It just hit newsstands today. I'm going to be on page 17. So, you know, like, even though it's not, you know, to me, you know, what people may think as a big publication, it, I would never have even thought to be in the Amsterdam News, you know what I'm saying, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And what keeps me doing what I'm doing is the fact that every year I see growth in what, in the year before, you know what I'm saying, going to Sundance, going to Cannes, going to Tribeca, you know, 2-3 years in a row with short films that I've done, you know, then going to, you know, getting Brooklyn's Finest and, you know, getting a guest on Law and Order and, you know, auditioning for pilots for different networks. You know, these are all things that I didn't have the year before. So I'm so excited every year that something, that the year begins, because I'm waiting and anticipating what's going to be the next big thing. And it's always been something big. So we're just in March right now. So I'm really excited to see what's going to happen by the end of the year. But I know it's going to be something big. It always is, man. The universe is always blessing. The Lord is always blessing. So, you know, that's why I take this step back to humble myself. And, you know, I'm actually going to be talking to some of these kids in April at the Harlem School of Arts. Because, you know, the kids need to know that they have somebody that's around their age, or at least, you know, not like old, you know, what they consider to be old, so that they can, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I mean, like, you know, at least they won't say I'm an old man. They'd be like, oh, I can relate to him because he looks young, you know. But when you're a kid and you see somebody in a latter years, you know, you don't listen to what they got to say necessarily, because you feel like they don't understand you. So, you know, my publicist got me, you know, God, they asked me to come and speak to the kids. So I definitely feel like I want to start doing more things like that, because I think that we don't have a lot of young cats like myself stepping out there to give talk and give back to, you know, the younger kids that they know or that they may be around. You know, I came through poverty. You know, I wasn't necessarily rats and roaches, but I wasn't necessarily, you know, middle class. Well, you know, I mean, high middle class. I was, you know, exactly. We were just making it. Sometimes we ain't had that heat, we ain't had that hot water, you know, so we had to boil water. But, I mean, I just want to give back to those who came from where I came from so that they can see, you know, if I can make it, then you can make it. Because I think that that's the whole thing. If nobody's given a chance, if nobody's shown that there's a better way out there, then how can you see it? You know what I'm saying? So in a sense, you're not stupid to it, but you're ignorant to it, because ignorance basically means you just don't know, you know? So I want to give them, you know what I'm saying, the ability to know so that they don't walk around here ignorant, thinking that this is all they can do, this is all that they have, you know, that they don't see a future because it wasn't shown to them, and it wasn't shown by somebody who they can relate to. So, you know, I think that we need to start really realizing what the future is, because seriously, when I'm 80, these kids are going to be running the world. So I at least want to give them a good plateau to run it on.
Right. That question, I mean, for people that are from your area, and, I mean, you run into them, and they said, oh, man, I want to do some acting too, man. What advice would you give me?
You know, I would give to them, you know, go and look and see, you know, what and where you can do stuff like that. There's always programs out there like that. Or if I feel like I know them, I'll say, hey, listen, here's my email, or, you know, here's my number, you know, I'll call you, give you some information. If I see if a person has that much interest and maybe I have the resources, I'll ask first, you know, well, do you have the resource to get online? And if they say no, I say, yo, hey, well, take my number down. I'll let you know about some, you know, little workshops you can do, you know, to put yourself at least in the area, and then you'll at least have somebody within those workshops that if you really want to take it further can give you more information, you know what I'm saying, or put you in touch with somebody that can give you more information, you know, or I'll help them any way that I can, because, you know, a lot of people just brush you aside and like, oh, yeah, well, go do this, go do that, and that's not helping, because it's just like, okay, you know, what if I don't know how to do this, what if I don't know how to do that, so I'll try to guide the person in the direction that I know and see where they take it from themselves, because really all I can do is give you the push, but I can't, you know, like what they say, you can lead a camel or lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So I can just give you the push and see where you take that, because it still has to come from you. You have to be the one that makes the initiative, because regardless of whatever, my mom did for me to give me that push. If I didn't take the initiative to go further with that, then I still wouldn't be where I am right now.
So, I mean, so, Jack, what's next for you, man?
Well, you know, my grandfather always used to say, don't talk away your blessings. So, I got a couple things lined up, but I'm not going to talk about it right now because I don't want to give away my blessings. But, you know, a TV show, you know, maybe a movie, you know, definitely another movie, you know, definitely another movie. Nothing set in stone, you know. When I mean set in stone, I mean we ain't signed papers yet. So until we sign papers, you know, I don't talk about anything that's off of the books. But, you know, you're going to be seeing my face in some things really, really soon. This movie is just giving me the boost I need to get people aware now of who Jazz Anderson is, because it's like, where's like the Wilder effect, you know. I'm the only one in that movie that doesn't really have a name, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, who's this kid? So we're going to capitalize as much as we can, me and my people, my team. And you should be seeing me in something very, very soon. I know I just did a short film, with the same director named Kari Jones, who's an excellent director, by the way. You're going to be seeing a lot and hearing a lot of his name and seeing a lot of his work. He's tremendous. His eye and his way of telling stories are brilliant. We did a film called Hug, where I play this kid who was bipolar, and we received excellent accolades. You know, we got into Sundance with the short film, and that's a feat in itself to get into Sundance Film Festival. And we sold out our programs, you know, our short program, we sold it out. And then, you know, we did Urban World recently. We did Tribeca, and I actually shot another film with him called Chrysalis, but then the name changed to The Nanny. And it's just about the structure of, you know, black families from, like I said, the poverty levels, you know, with a structure level in society of black families, you know, one being a poverty level, you know, another being the middle class, and then the other being, you know, I guess, rich black people, you know. It's all about that social imbalance and how it plays an effect on people and situations and how they treat other people. It's a really great, touching story. And he actually kind of did what Spike was doing by recycling his actors from the first film that he did, because he used me and my sister and switched us up. And we still play sister and brother in this new film, The Nanny, this new short film, The Nanny, but it's just total opposite of who we were before, you know what I'm saying, in the other film that we did, Hug. So, you know, that should be hitting the film festivals very, very soon. So as soon as I get any updates, I'll let you guys know where to peep that out. But, you know, yeah, Jazz Anderson 2010 and beyond. You know, that's a good look.
That's cool, man. Congratulations on everything that you're doing, man.
Thank you.
I don't know if it was, everybody's coming. I don't ask a question to my guests. Some answer and some say, you know, but 5 years from today, where would you like to see yourself?
5 years from today, I like to see myself in a better place than I am now. You know what I'm saying? Even more. I would say that I would like to see myself even more accomplished and accredited than I am now. You know, hopefully an Oscar, you know, but definitely a household name. You know, definitely putting in the good work. You know, definitely somebody who would be known as a very talented actor in the business. So, you know, that's why I see myself in 5 years, bigger and better than I am now.
Okay. All right, Jazz, man. I'm not going to keep you longer, man.
Okay, brother.
With you, man. Thank you so much for stopping by, but, man. You want to give out any websites or anything like that, man?
Oh, yeah. Well, right now I'm updating my website, so in a second you can go to www.jazzanderson.com. To see what I got going on. You can also go to my Facebook page and just look me up under Jazz Anderson, JASANDERSON, and you can IMDB me, IMDB.com, and just search Jazz Anderson. Again, that's JASANDERSON. You can also go to my management website to see information on me. That's JHA Management.com, JHA Management com. And yeah, so you know, I'm gonna be hitting you up in a minute, cousin, for that $5. So don't forget that you said you got me, all right?
I got you.
All right, so y'all be blessed. Shout outs. I just want to shout out to everybody who's been supporting me, man. Like, I got a lot of family and friends out there. All my Facebook peoples, all my high school peoples, all my peoples on the block. I just want to shout y'all out. I want to shout my mom out, Vicky L. Anderson. I love you to death. I want to shout my management out, JHA Management, Emily Gibson, and Jocelyn Herman. I want to shout out to my I want to shout out to my publicist, Bettina Lee. I want to shout out to everybody who I worked on the film with, Don Chi, Wesley, Michael, Hassan. We did a great job. Thank y'all for giving the opportunity. Antoine Fuqua, I love you to death. Want to shout out to my brother, David, my cousin, Dahil, and just, again, like, everybody who's been in my corner and making sure that, you know, that Jazz Anderson stays on top. Thank y'all so much for the love and support. All right,
man, I appreciate you, man. Stay in touch, man. And I'm going to come back by the show anytime, man.
All right, say that. Say no more. I'm going to see you soon, cousin.
All right, man.
All right.
All right, man. Take care.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could.
the track is titled I'm Going Up In Here. Shout out to Olivia. You know, she was on the show previously, so make sure you go back and check that show out with Olivia when she came on the show. I want to thank Jazz Anderson, of course, for coming on the show. But we're going to talk about him a little later in the show once we end. But make sure you check him out in the movie Brooklyn's Finest Region, Wesley Snipes, Richard Gere, and Don Cheadle. Jump into some more music and I'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening and tuning into the show. We're going to jump into the song Sunset Boulevard from the Jackie Boys. They were on the show recently.
Yeah. really gotta know if it's real. I've gone over this once, over this twice, and then maybe I came to the conclusion that I really needed you, and no one in the world can take your place. It would be such a shame, baby, cause I've been next to you, and I don't wanna be next to you.
I can't say how much I need you. Radio.com.
I just wanna get your attention.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I really wanna be all up in your head.
Yeah.
Cause what I got, you gon' wanna get to. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock. Won't win no bet. Get you hot, I know you won't so well. And when I walk in, all that I want to say is that you say, daddy's home for me. And y'all know you've been waiting for this loving update. You know your daddy's home, and it's time to let go. Yeah, but you ain't got to give my love. Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex. Yeah, can't nobody.